Hey, do we have both of you there?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Great. Okay, so we're going to start the meeting, and Stacey's going to record.
Lovely. Hi, everybody. Here we are. First things on the agenda. What do we have on this?
So today we're going to be focusing on how you all want to organize the commission's work, what was scheduled, was kind of the idea that we would talk about both screening criteria and security deposits. At the last meeting, since screening criteria wasn't ready, we turned it into a work session only on security deposits, and we have the the action item list, which has gone through the Rules and Bylaws Committee, and they've returned ready for the commission to work on. And so now, security deposits are at a place where they're ready for a final hearing. We would have the full commission share where they're at on each of the points and coalesce that into different recommendation letters from the commission. And get some detail so that staff have context from all of you to put in to the recommendation letters. So that's where we're at on security deposits. But since screening criteria wasn't ready, we still haven't had a work session on it. And in addition to that, the policy has undergone some pretty big changes, which has just been sent out to the entire commission. And so right now, we are in a bit of a tight spot because there isn't an RSC meeting scheduled for August. If necessary, it's possible for us to schedule one. And security deposits and screening criteria are slated to go before council early September, which would likely...
Sounds like we need to meet in August.
Right. In order to fit everything in, that would be the easiest way to actually have time for everything. And even then, I think you're going to run into some time crunches because this policy is long. It is 3 pages front and back. It is a new policy from what you had your initial hearing on. And at this meeting, you also could be having your final hearing on security deposits. And so that's why I wanted you all to take a look at the policy and get a little bit familiar with it so you have a good sense of what it will take to read through this policy and absorb it, and then knowing what you know of the commission, anticipate how much time you will need to do a work session on screening criteria, a final hearing on screening criteria, and a final hearing on security deposits, and figure out how to best fit that with the timeline that we have. I guess that's a good place to start.
Okay.
So, if my understanding is correct, I mean, basically, if we want to make sure we get our opinions in before it gets to City Council, our options at this point basically are we either squeeze in a meeting in August, or if we absolutely wanted to, we could have a majority vote by the committee to make an exception to our 3-meeting rule and try to draft an opinion, have an opinion, you know, framework put out at the end of this meeting. Mm-hmm. Correct? That's essentially what our 2 options are if we want to make sure we meet that deadline, correct?
Yeah, those are definitely 2 options, and I think that there will be flexibility in how you all feel is the best way to move forward on both of these policies. I think it will be helpful to have a conversation on either how much time you think those 3 acts will take, working through the policy, developing a final recommendation on it, and developing a final recommendation on security deposits. And so thinking through how long you think that's going to take, or framed another way maybe, what is the minimum amount of time you are comfortable spending to do those things? And then we can try to figure out where, how to fit that much commission time onto a calendar.
Okay. Do you have a recommendation by chance?
Not at this time.
What you think might be our best route?
I think that out of all of the three pieces, working through the screening criteria policy, developing a final recommendation on the screening criteria policy, and developing a final recommendation on security deposits, developing a final recommendation on security deposits will be the fastest piece. I think that in the work session, the commission came down on a handful of proposals, and there's a few that interact with each other and some detail that we need to gather on them, but at this point it looks like a pretty straight shot on how to turn that action list into recommendation letters. I think that combing through screening criteria and figuring out what are all the action items people want from there, and then figuring out where people stand on all of those action items in a way that allows us to write letters summarizing multiple people's point of view, I think that's where we're going to see a lot of time, perhaps, to sort through it.
August, or maybe one right before council, in order to finalize whatever letter recommendations we have, right?
That could be an option. I think that if the Housing Bureau had a recommendation in this, it would be that the direction we've been given is to not have meetings in August. Part of it is to free up staff time, but most of it is spurred by the fact that historically meetings later in August, close to Labor Day, have really low attendance, and so it's hard to get everyone on a commission in the room, and when you don't have most of the commission in a room, you'd obviously have to have quorum, but when you're missing members, it's harder to meaningfully work through policies. So that's just something to keep in mind through all of this, is while it would be possible to schedule multiple meetings in August, getting attendance will turn into a challenge very quickly.
So my thought is, Katrina, what if we try to see if the security deposit one, where basically we're ready to have our last meeting to try to issue some majority minority opinions, correct? Mm-hmm. So maybe we have that on the agenda first. We hopefully breeze through it so we can move right on to the screening criteria stuff. And then maybe we can just get a feel for the rest of the committee on how strongly they feel about being able to finish that before it gets to council, knowing that it would mean we're probably going to have an additional meeting in August that we weren't planning on.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. In theory, because of the limited time that we have and work that we have to do. My worry, though, is people will have other comments or suggestions to make the security deposits as a result of whatever we come up with in screening criteria, because obviously those two are very closely interlinked. So if folks are comfortable making that commitment to whatever we finalize in security deposits is what we finalize in security deposits as our recommendation, and then move to screening criteria, I think that's fine.
I have a question. This is Ian. Andres, maybe you can take a crack at this, because the answers from two on the phone might be different. But how, contentious was the security? I missed the meeting. How contentious was the item? Were the items that were dropped on here, or Stacey?
I'll go and then I'll let Stacey jump in. I felt like it went pretty smoothly. I think the conversation was largely technical.
I feel the same way. I don't feel that it was contentious.
So I guess then, in terms of narrowing the points toward what's on the action items, it's only two pages. I'm a little surprised by that. Do you have a sense of how easy it would be to, in whatever format, get to yes, no, and get to the majority-minority opinions? I mean, do you think that's an exercise we could realistically go through in an hour versus five meetings?
I think that we could go through the yes-no in under an hour. I think where it will get a little bit more challenging is wanting to allow members to give us direction for the narrative of the letter or the details of the action items. And I think that that is typically where time management gets difficult with the commission, is allowing people to give details so we can include that in the letter, but also not having the conversation continue for hours.
And we have 2.5 hours with no public testimony?
Yeah, it's a 2.5 hour meeting this coming week.
And no public testimony?
We have had public testimony at all of the meetings so far. So that would be another thing to consider as part of the agenda.
Well, I feel like if we're going to talk about the new... Well, anyway, never mind. I'll withdraw that. Katrina, you were going to say something, sorry.
No, I just said agreed. Go ahead, finish with...
Well, I was just trying to think about the, you know, if we then pivot to screening criteria, I'm trying to think about whether there will be public testimony based on what was presented. Well, I'm sorry, what was in my email yesterday, which is a new concept to me, compared to what we were hearing from Commissioner Daly's office before. In other words, there's a lot here. It's a lot of legalese, and it's very detailed. So I'm trying to think of a realistic way in which we can get through anything productive on this in the second half of, optimistically, the second half of a meeting, maybe more like the last 45 minutes of a meeting next week.
Katrina, you're cutting out.
Oh no, I was gonna say I think that there maybe could be a separate work group.
Yeah, it's an idea that's come up in the past. The commission has the ability to form ad hoc groups, so it is technically possible to form a subgroup of the commission that would meet and discuss the policy in depth.
What do you think about that, Christian?
I'm fine with it as long as, you know, we've got volunteers to do it. With that said, I don't know if the majority of the committee would be okay doing that and committing to whatever they come out with. So even if we do create that, I guess we'll still have to have another committee meeting to go over what that group's findings were,
right.
You know,
right. Yeah,
rubber stamp it, so to speak, to move on is our opinions. One thing I was going to say, Mitch, I really hope it doesn't come to this, but, you know, one thing to remember is it may come down to, this is one of those times where we can't meet the ideal deadlines, but we still discuss it, still submit our opinions, even if it happens to be after city council, after it goes to city council, because it could be something where it might affect, you know, an amendment to it or something like that. I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope we can squeeze everything in, but
yeah,
not necessarily. I think we all share the same thought that we're not necessarily 100% confident we'll actually get everything in.
Yeah, just because it is such a contentious topic, and I would imagine that I don't even imagine that we'd be able to get a small enough work group, because everybody would probably want to contribute.
Right. So, I mean, I'm thinking, if nothing else, just so we can make sure we move forward, maybe, you know, we have one that we're very close to having opinions on, and it sounds like, I mean, my guess is that shouldn't take too long, because it's a topic we've kind of already debated. We're just kind of finalizing things. I say, you know, we put that as first and foremost. Then we move right into the screening one. But somewhere in there, you know, we as an executive committee just kind of announce to the commission of, here's our problems time-wise. We're going to go through this. Hopefully we can, you know, get to a satisfactory point. But, before we leave today, we need to talk about, what our next step's going to be. We're going to try to meet that deadline and schedule additional meetings, or not. If so, who's actually going to be available, that type of thing. I mean, I don't know if we have necessarily a really better option in my mind, because that at least gets us something out the door, finalized. And then we can kind of leave it up to the committee members on, how hard do they want to push things to try and meet that deadline for the screening criteria stuff.
When is it supposed to go to council?
Early to mid-September. I want to say the 17th, but I'm not good with dates. So.
Is there a possibility of moving up our September meeting so that we would have July, August, and September before?
Yeah, we could reschedule the September meeting for early September. We could figure out when council is and try to put it before then. That would be something
I'm always wary of that because those council dates slip all the time, so it's hard to really plan around them. But that could at least get us on an initial explanation by, so July is firm up security deposits, initial explanation from Udaly's office, start some chatter on it. Then August is more like a work session, then September is an earlier meeting where we try to finalize things. I mean, I guess my sense is that we should at least get started with a process that is meaningful. And, Christian, what you propose, which is just, hey, this is one where we can't be perfect, we need to glance at it and kind of give initial thoughts, that's fine. And maybe that is the process, because when we get down to it past July, or next week's meeting, my concern is just that, my internal discussions with people are, this is just beyond complicated without some context, and even with some context, I think we'd need, I wouldn't even feel comfortable giving a recommendation either way. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's just because I just read through it last night. But I would just find it difficult to, right, this is not the ideal way to be giving an informed input. Okay, so anyway, that's all just me saying that I do think we should have a process in which we expect to chew on this for 2.5 meetings and just move forward like that.
And I think, you kind of bring up the point, really, I think I was kind of trying to make is, I think the real, when we boil it down, the real question we've got to answer here is, what's more important, us sticking to the process that we lined out, so we take, what we consider to be the proper amount of time to go through each proposal, or getting through to the end and being able to issue opinions before a related ordinance goes to city council for a vote. Is that deadline more important, or is our process more important? Because we don't have to meet those deadlines, but it obviously would be ideal rather than reacting after the fact. But I think that's the main question we got to answer, is which one of those is more important to us.
And I feel like you're on the right train of thought where, Ian noted, it's possible council dates on this have changed multiple times. It's possible it will change yet again. And there are flexible options where, worst case, if we can't get to solid opinions, we submit a letter with a list of concerns. And they don't indicate where everyone's at on them, but it's in the format of this action item list, and it just says, here is the laundry list of things the commission was concerned about, and also comment on the process. So there are in-between options that we can pick as it gets closer and we have certainty about what the timeline is and where the group is at. But I wanted to bring you all in at the beginning and figure out what approach you all wanted to take to this.
And I actually just brought up an idea. I guess technically our opinion that goes to council could be that they wait a month so we have more time to go over it.
It is also
obviously they don't have to listen to us.
Yeah.
But technically that could be what we put out there.
Sure.
So So as long as we're okay with whatever is adopted and us only having amendment capabilities, I think that's possible.
Okay, so I mean, I'm...
If they decide that they don't want to extend it for another month, we're just out of luck. So.
Yeah. So I am comfortable with the initial proposal we talked about for next week's meeting, which is, I mean, do we want to get down to time here? Do we want to say, what do you think, like a 45 minutes review of the action items, 45 minute working toward opinions, 30 minutes of public, oh no, and then 30 minutes of presenting screening criteria, and then 30 minutes of public testimony. That's 2.5 hours.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay. So the one thing I would say to amend that is if you think that the 45-45 could be like 30 minutes on the action items, an hour on getting to opinions, it's just tough for me to know because I wasn't at that last meeting, so I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's only 2 pages, but it's a lot of items. So
I think reviewing the action items will go pretty quickly.
So maybe we aim for 30 in an hour, and then in a half hour, a half hour?
Fine with me. I mean, the reality is if for some reason we're way off and it feels like we're going to run long, if we absolutely have to, we can adjust things on the fly, but I think that should be fine as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing we've done in the past is if we look around the room and there aren't a lot of public testimony participants, then we can say, well, we're going to cut that down to 15 and add here or there.
Right.
So then tentatively August, we could commit to a work session on screening criteria. And I mean, I would like to be ambitious and try to say that we also bite off action items and getting toward like the initial, I don't know, maybe we just sort of see where it is at that point, given that the council date could slip. Like, I'd like to try to get to consensus on where different sides are, so we have a sense of, you know, Christian, whether it's worth just a certain other, what the recommendation might be, but it's always tough to know how far we can get.
Right.
In a work session.
Well, I think we should go with that agenda for this meeting, and I think we should just kind of pose the question about August, see, you know, how many people, one, are willing and might actually be able to make something like that happen. I think I'm right along the same line thinking of you, other than rather than trying to figure out for sure about August now, I think we should run it by the full committee at this meeting just to see if it's realistic to make it work that way.
Sounds good.
Okay. So I can type that up and send it out to the commission today.
Perfect. Is there anything else we needed to accomplish today?
Nope, that was the major thing.
Yeah.
What was that, Katrina?
Oh, I was just saying I feel good with our plan.
Great. Okay. Well, unless anyone has anything else, thank you all for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.